RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Doug Carson, that is not Scott Anderson. That is Jeff Rieger today. Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doug, Merry Christmas. Or
what's
at
up,
least
man?
After Merry Christmas. What's going on?
No, yeah, not a lot. You been good?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not thrilled with yesterday's Lions game, but thrilled to get to spend time with family the last few days. So that's been awesome. But it was what it was. It was a bitter end, and it is a team that needs a lot of maintenance. This roster needs a lot of maintenance and upgrades and TLC in this offseason because I think we just basically watched the worst case scenario play itself out, which sucks. But I don't know how else to put it.
Listen, I agree with you. I would take it a step further. It was an embarrassment. I mean, they're now your last place Detroit Lions. And if I were to tell you, Doug, that when they're sitting at 4-1 and 5-2, that J.J. McCarthy, early J.J., not even like better J.J., not even 9 J.J., and then Max Brosmer were to beat you in some pretty big games, and the Vikings sweep you, I don't think anybody would believe it. And then yesterday, you know, Costa and Jansen do that double-digit disco. They lost by double digits. If they don't turn over the football, they probably win the football game. Doug, unfortunately, we've watched these games our whole lives, and we thought it was gone. The last couple of years were splendid, and now it's back to being more of the same.
Well, look, embarrassing or not, to me, it's just, hey, look, it's black and white. Did they succeed? No, they didn't. It was ugly, and Max Brosmer's terrible. I had an NFL coach tell me that, not with the Lions. but I know, and I'm like, yeah, well, maybe someday he'll be really good. But, yeah, it was an ugly performance. Whatever label you want to put onto it, it's just the whole season. I think it was the worst-case scenario playing itself out in so many ways. Absolutely sucks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we knew about the offensive line, right? And then you find out seconds before the game that Taylor Decker isn't going to play. I think we knew that Goff was going to be under pressure. And I don't know that he adjusted. Maybe he could not adjust. But I keep going back to the fact that Jared Goff, over the last 2 years, in the two biggest games of the season, this one, he wasn't very good against Pittsburgh either. And then, of course, last year against the Commanders, Jared Goff, the guy making the most money, was outdueled by Max Brosmer. As crazy as it sounds, the Lions lost to a team that had 3 net yards passing. Brosmer had a better rating than Goff did. Goff turned over the ball 5 times, 3 fumbles and 2 picks. So I think it starts there, but the offensive line was atrocious. And then, yeah, defensively they were fine, but they just kept coughing the football over. If they just turn over the ball 3 times, they're still alive. And then we get to watch tomorrow what Green Bay does. But unfortunately, you said it, the worst case scenario, it was atrocious. I can't get over how bad it was yesterday.
Well, I think it starts with the offensive line, quite frankly. But it, at the end of the day, and it starts in the middle. I mean, Edgar Khan really, really struggled. And I get that he's a young player, but I'm ready to get into the free agent market and find a veteran center and bring somebody in here that can settle down the interior of the offensive line. A lot of problems can start with the center position, but even yesterday, multiple quarterback center exchanges were a problem. And you go, okay, well, what's new to the equation? Well, what was new is the center. Goff's the same guy. The center's different, and they couldn't block. I mean, there were jailbreak blitzes over and over again, and it was just, it was ugly. They couldn't run. They couldn't block. They couldn't pass protect. There was nothing. I mean, there was absolutely nothing. And it, you, when a game ends like that with the 6 turnovers, and they've been exceptionally good at not turning the football over, and they, you turn it over 8 times all year and then turn over 6 times in one game, it's not going to work very often. It's not going to work very often. And, I think the crazy thing is it feels like it's a team that has the makings of being exceptionally good, but they got a lot of things that need to get addressed. I'm scared that they don't need just one safety. They might need 2.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, because we don't know what's going to go on with Kirby. Brian Branch, is he the same guy? Do you even pay Brian Branch? There's so many decisions that need to be made. But when you look at the season, right, Brad Holmes, I think, obviously, didn't do enough. Like, whether he was duped or not by Frank Ragnow, he did not do enough to make sure that you got are good at center, at least, because Glasgow hasn't been good all season long. And then I think you take it a step further. Dan Campbell, I think, fair to say, kind of failed miserably with higher coordinators. So obviously, Anthony Lynn, his first OC, didn't work out. John Morton didn't work out. Do you keep Kelvin Shepard? I'm not quite sure that you do. Like, overall, I think this was a collective failure by so many different sides, right? Like, obviously, Holmes not good enough. Campbell wasn't good enough. The O-line was atrocious. I thought Goff the last 2 games was despicable. I really did. He's been great all season long. He hasn't been the problem. But the last 2 games, especially yesterday, I know things were falling apart around him. But Jared Goff, towards the very end, when it was those back-to-back throws for back-to-back picks, or just allowing Van Ginkle to steal the ball from him on that very last play, I thought Goff was bad too yesterday. You said it, worst-case scenario. And I wonder where Lions fans are right now. I mean, it's so raw, it's so early. But going into this offseason, you have so much to fix. Can you fix it all in one offseason? Can you get back to the team that you were? Or have the Vikings, the Packers, and the Bears passed you?
Well, I mean, this year they certainly have. One thing that they could really use some good luck with some injuries. I mean, it feels like there's a roster there that can compete with anybody, quite frankly, that has just been decimated. And you have you hope that you expect to see guys get hurt. What the question is can you overcome as many as that they've had? Like, fixing it in the offseason, well, if Decker comes back, and now I think we need to question whether or not he will.
That's a great question.
Do they start moving Penei Sewell over to left tackle, shopping for a right tackle? Are they going to, which one of their young guards are they going to roll with? I mean, they know better than we do. Like, is Mahogany, Ratledge, Frazier, which Owasika, which one of those guys is worth keeping and building around? Defensively, they have to find more help at the defensive tackle spot if they're not going to get playmaking out of the guys they have. I mean, Roy Lopez was probably feeling like the only guy that lived up to or exceeded an expectation at that spot. There was an El-Qadim Muhammad sighting yesterday, which was cool, but it, again, I go back to how much of that is just on Max Brosmer being the quarterback that he is. is Anzalone got a future here? Is Malcolm Rodriguez a plug-in player? You know, there's a lot. You know, what do they do with the secondary? Is Terrion Arnold going to be a guy that they want to continue to try and invest in and build around? Do they look to replace him? Do they look, you know, what the hell is Ennis Rakestraw, the two safety? I mean, there's a ton of questions. I can't believe how many questions there are. And you're right. Can they fix it all in one offseason? I mean, given the state of the NFL, of course, there are teams that go from way worse than this
sure.
to good. But it doesn't mean there's not a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of work to be done.
The thing that was the most disheartening, at least for me, for the last couple games, right? You look at a Steelers team that had a backup guard, actually a fourth-string guard and a backup left tackle, and they ran it on you for 230 yards. And then yesterday, you mentioned Brosmer a bunch of times. They're missing their center, talking about the Vikings. They're missing their left tackle as well, and they ran the ball for 100 and some yards. But obviously, it's a little misleading with the Jets sweep. I guess my point is, we Lions fans talk injuries all the time, and it sucks, right? Because Kirby's out, and Branch is out, and the offensive line is decimated. But you will go against, in back-to-back weeks, two teams with just as many injuries, and you lose woefully. And especially yesterday. I mean, yesterday, that's a Minnesota team that probably didn't want to be there. And they're banged up and they're playing for absolutely nothing with a guy that probably should not be playing quarterback. And you can't find a way to beat him. See, to me, I watched that game yesterday and it's the same thing we've watched. Like, I can't believe it, but then you believe it. I think the biggest thing is, and it's different for each person, Doug, and I'm curious when it happened for you. You got to realize that this wasn't the team that it was the last 2 years. And I think once you realize that, you realize they're just an average football team right now. Now, can they get better in the offseason? We'll see. Brad Holmes has done a hell of a job to get you to this point. Can he finish the deal? Dan Campbell's done a hell of a job to get you to this point. Can he finish the deal as well? Or has the beautiful window, the NFC title game, and then 15-2 in the one seed, has that closed? You know what I mean? And we'll find out. But that's a real worry moving forward.
Well, yeah, I guess when I looked at the team that was on the field yesterday, I'm not totally surprised because on the team that they put on the field yesterday was a pretty average NFL team.
Yeah,
and with a woeful deficiency up front on the O-line. I mean, there was no run blocking to speak of, and there was no pass protection to speak of, and I don't know what you're supposed to do under those circumstances. I have one gripe with play calling, which I almost never do, so we'll get to that as the show goes on, but yeah, there's not a lot you can do when you can't win in the trenches. And they were losing woefully in the trenches. The biggest mismatch on the day was Minnesota's defensive front against the Lions' offensive line. Hate to say it because that group has been exceptionally good. But you look up at any given moment. I mean, there was a time yesterday where they essentially had a rookie and four backups out there. And so I got against a really good defense. You know, it was a worst case scenario. And I'm not totally shocked that they couldn't. I guess I'm surprised they were that much outclassed, but you know, with the way that game played itself out and who was on the field, it's almost to a degree predictable. But
oh, lots I don't of think anybody predicted that.
Well, I don't predict it. Like I said, to a degree, I could see them losing the game against that defense with that O line. But the Brosmer thing is just unbelievable. Like that kid he couldn't do anything, and it was, you know, a jet sweep. That jet sweep finished him off.
Doug, it got to the point where he completed a pass, and I was shocked. It got to the point where they allowed him to throw the ball, and I was shocked.
It felt like they would have been better positioned when you look back, just take a knee three times and punt it back.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's why Drew Brees said, listen, this is going to sound stupid to Ian Eagle, or Noah Eagle, rather. He said, this is going to sound dumb. The Vikings should take the safety. Because at least there's still going to be up 4 points, which is more than a field goal. Then at least they can give themselves some pretty good field position. Because if you're going to give the Lions this great field position, you know they're probably going to score and your lead's going to go away. Like, it's gotten to that point. Your offense, talking about yours, the Vikings offense couldn't do anything. And yet they still find a way to win the game. So as much as you talk about the fact that obviously the Lions O-line was under siege and Goff was under siege, I cannot believe, which...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Insane that Max Brosmer won that game for them.
It was a terrible football game.
Oh,
it was just a terrible
football
game.
And the Netflix, I mean, I know you're big on the broadcast. The Netflix broadcast is pretty bad too, right? It felt like one long commercial for a Netflix ad. Like, hey, let's have a football game where we pay $150 million for, and all we're going to do throughout the commercial, the football game, is tell you about, I don't know, Stranger Things and you, part
Pinky,
seven.
Pinky Blinders.
There you go.
They had a set. They set up a set in a suite, but whatever. Hey, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson. Rieger's in for Anderson.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.